Carl Perkins entered Sun Studio in Memphis on this date, December 19th, 1955, and changed rock music forever when he recorded one of the first and one of the most covered rock and roll songs, Blue Suede Shoes. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. The song's origins began when Perkins was touring the South during the fall of 1955 with Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley. Cash told Perkins a story about someone he knew in the military who referred to airmen shoes as blue suede shoes, and that he should write a song about that. Perkins remembered that story while performing at a dance that December. Between songs, he heard a voice say to his date, "Don't step on my suedes," and noticed the dancer was wearing blue suede shoes. He wrote the song on December 17th and entered Sun Studio 2 days later. Sam Phillips selected the second take of the song to release as the single a month later. Throughout 1956, the song was a hit everywhere, on the pop, R&B, and country charts, although it stalled at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 behind Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel, prompting Elvis to record a cover version.
Well, it's one for the money.
However, he was friends with Perkins and told his record label not to release it while Perkins' version was still a hit. He would perform it on TV first to help boost recognition and sales of the song while Perkins was recovering from a car accident. While the Elvis version became the most recognized, he wasn't the only one to cover the song. Within 6 months of the single's release, it had been covered and released by at least a dozen artists on its way to becoming a rock and roll standard. Over the years, it's been covered by everyone from Jimi Hendrix and Black Sabbath to the Grateful Dead and Bruce Springsteen to both Mountain and 10 years after performing it live at Woodstock, and even the Beatles, both as a group and individually. The Plastic Ono Band featuring John Lennon and Eric Clapton would open their Live Piece in Toronto 1969 album with it, and Paul McCartney once said, "If there were no Carl Perkins, there would be no Beatles." It would eventually become one of the most defining records of rock and roll when Carl Perkins recorded Blue Suede Shoes on this date, December 19th, 1955, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
You can do anything to lay off of my blue suede shoes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.